Episode 106. Street cleaners sweep the streets at dawn. People chittering down the street like birds in the morning dew-kissed mulberry blooms. Gaspy days are coming. Greetings and welcome into the Patuxent General. We are not only a podcast, but also a pop-up general store, featuring our home-baked goods like scones, cookies, brownies, muffins, and pies. Not to mention, fresh specialty treats from local nut roasters Virginia and Spanish Peanut, and fresh breads from the favorite bakery. We are at the Patuxent Village Farmers Market every week, and Patreon subscribers receive a two-pack of chocolate chunk cookies every Saturday they visit us. You all know our Patreon patrons. For as little as $3 a month, they receive ad-free content, updates, and special content found nowhere else. Not to mention, special gifts you can only receive as a patron. A great deal, but it means the world to us. And if you would like to be one of these fantastic friends of the podcast, simply follow the links in the show notes or look for the Patuxent General on Patreon.com. So thank you. But until then, let's talk about some tasty things for Gaspy Days. Our first recipe is from a selection of Revolutionary Era and other local passed-down recipes found on Gaspy.com. Called Chicken Roly-Poly, but any minced meat could be used. Most likely, they use chicken, veal, or mutton, as stated in the recipe. I'm also going to suggest you use about 1.5 pounds of minced or ground meat for this recipe, as it gives you no amount. Give it a try and check out Chicken Roly-Poly, a very old recipe. For this recipe, you will need 1 quart of flour, 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar mixed with the flour, 1 teaspoon of soda, dissolved in a teacup full of milk, 1 teaspoon of salt, and do not use any shortening of any kind. Roll out the mixture 1/2 inch thick. Lay the minced chicken, veal, or mutton onto the rolled batter. The meat must be seasoned with pepper and always salt and be free from gristle. Roll the crust over and over and put it on a buttered plate and place in a steamer for 1/2 hour. Serve with gravy over each slice. Enjoy. The weather in May in Rhode Island from year to year is changeable at best. In years past, I have even opened the farmer's market in a snowstorm. But even though this year's opening was a lovely breezy spring day, while I was preparing for this episode, I couldn't help but notice these two variations on a mint julep on Gaspy.com webpage. One is to warm you up a bit more, called the snowstorm, and the other a slightly harder concoction, the hailstone. Whatever the weather in May where you are, you can always enjoy a mint julep if you make it as follows. Use a silver or pewter mug, very important in order to obtain condition of proper frosting. Add 1/2 teaspoon granulated sugar. Add enough water to make a paste. Grind fresh mint leaves into the paste, and then fill the mug up to the top with finely scraped ice. Add bourbon whiskey, pouring it through the ice. Stir with a spoon until the mug is frosted. Top with sprigs of fresh mint. A snowstorm is a mint julep topped with a dash of brandy. A hailstone is a mint julep topped with a more generous dash of brandy. We have talked about the mint julep before in episode 25, and if you're interested in its story, I suggest you give it a listen. Enjoy! This week, we were lucky enough to get a recipe submission from a friend of the podcast, Judy, that was simply too yummy not to share. One of my favorite things about the farmer's market is buying the fresh ginger from Leah's Vegetables. Not only do you get the root, but also the stems and leaves. This recipe is for the root, but save the other bits for beds under chicken or roasts. Fresh ginger cheesecake. For the crust, you will need 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1/4 cup sugar, 6 teaspoons butter softened, 1 beaten egg yolk with 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1/2 cup of finely chopped walnuts, or any other nut you want to use. For the crust, combine the flour and sugars in a mixing bowl, mix in the butter, and stir in the egg and vanilla, add the nuts to make a soft dough. Pat the dough into the bottom and partway up the sides of a 9-inch springform pan. For the filling, you will need 3 8-ounce packages of softened cream cheese, regular or low fat, 1.5 cups of sugar, 1 tablespoon grated or minced ginger, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 4 large eggs and the leftover white from the crust egg at room temperature, 1/2 cup of heavy or whipping cream, 1/2 cup of toasted, slivered, or sliced almonds for topping. For the filling, beat the cream cheese until fluffy. Beat in sugar, lemon, and vanilla. Beat in 1 egg at a time until blended. Add the ginger and cream until just blended. Put the filling in the crust. I suggest placing a cookie sheet under the pan or wrap the bottom of the pan with aluminum foil, as butter from the mix might melt out of your pan and into the oven. Bake at 375 degrees Fahrenheit for about 50 minutes to an hour until the center is just set. Check with a toothpick. It's okay to be a little soft. It will set when cool, and you definitely don't want to overbake it. I try to loosen all around the edges, including the crust on the sides, with a butter knife. Cool completely and refrigerate. Cheesecakes often split on top. Don't worry if that happens. For the ginger sauce, into a small to medium-sized pan, put in 3/4 cup water and boil. Then add 1 cup of sugar and 2 slices, not the minced, of a fresh piece of ginger. Simmer about 5 minutes until the sugar melts and the ginger flavor mixes into the water. Remove the ginger and cool. You can spoon some of the cake after the cake has cooled. Cover the top of the cake. Don't drench it, as you will need some of the extra sauce after. And spread the almonds evenly over the top, then cover and refrigerate. Before serving, be sure to loosen the edges of the cake, then open the sides of the pan. Cut a piece, spoon some of the sauce on top of it, voila! If you don't have a springform pan, surely you can use maybe a 9x12-inch pan, but baking time might be much less. You'll have to check it sooner, and getting it out of the pan might be messy, but it'll still be delicious. Enjoy. I want to tell you about my friend Mike and his Electromagnetic Pinball Museum and Restoration Arcade. It's an all-inclusive place to relax and share anything related to modern pinball, EM pinball, and arcade games. A group of pinball and arcade fans with an addiction to games of all kinds and Lego too. $10 gets you free play on pinball and arcade games all day. You can find them at 881 Main Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, or online at www.electromagneticpinballmuseum.com. Next, I will read for you The Yankee Privateer. I found this song on Gatsby.com's virtual archives. Enjoy. The incident referred to in this ballad is perfectly authenticated. Of the 10 prizes taken by Whipple in successive nights, 9 arrived safely into Massachusetts harbors. Old Whipple is Abraham Whipple, one of the Rhode Island Vikings. After the war, he went out with Abraham Cutter to Marietta, and he is one of the founders of the state of Ohio. At Marietta, he built the first ship which ever went to sea from Ohio. A good deal of shipbuilding was carried on in Ohio after the success of this voyage. The ships were built where timber was plenty, and then were sent down the river to Orleans, never to return to their birthplace. Many thanks to Mark Bernier, who posted this transcription on markbernier.com. Mark is a professional musician out of Westerly, Rhode Island, specializing in folk and Irish music, as well as sea shanties. Come listen, and I'll tell you how first I went to sea to fight against the British and earn our liberty. We shipped with Captain Whipple, who never knew a fear, the captain of the Providence, the Yankee privateer. We sailed and sailed and made good cheer, and there were many pretty men on the Yankee privateer. The British Lord High Admiral, he wished old Whipple harm. He wrote that he would hang him at the end of his yardarm. My lord, wrote Captain Whipple back, it seems to me it's clear that if you want to hang him, you must catch your privateer. We sailed and we sailed, and we made good cheer, for not a British frigate could come near the privateer. We sailed to the Southard, and nothing did we meet, till we found three British frigates and their West Indian fleet. Old Whipple shut our ports as he crawled up near, and he sent us all below on the Yankee privateer. So slowly he sailed, we dropped to the rear, and not a soul suspected the Yankee privateer. At night we put the lights out, and forward we ran, and silently we boarded the biggest merchantman. We knocked down the watch, and the lubbers shook with fear. She's a prize without a shot to the Yankee privateer. We sent the prize up north while we lay near, and all day we slept on the bold privateer. For 10 nights we followed, and ere the moon rose, each night a prize we'd taken beneath the lion's nose. When the British looked to see why their ships should disappear, they found they had in convoy a Yankee privateer. But we sailed and we sailed and made good cheer. Not a coward was on board of the Yankee privateer. The biggest British frigate bore down to give us chase. But though he was the fleeter, old Whipple wouldn't race till he raked her fore and aft. For the lubbers couldn't steer, then he showed them the heels of the Yankee privateer. Then we sailed and we sailed and we made good cheer, for not a British frigate could come near the privateer. Then northward we sailed to the town we all know, where there lay our prizes all anchored in a row. And welcome were we to our friends so dear, and we shared $1,000,000 on the bold privateer. We'd sailed and sailed, we'd made good cheer. We had all full pockets on the bold privateer. Then we each manned a ship, and our sails we unfurled, and we bore the stars and stripes o'er the oceans of the world. From the proud flag of Britain, we swept the seas clear, and we earned our independence on the Yankee privateer. Then landsmen and sailors, one more cheer. Here is 3 times 3 for the Yankee privateer. Thank you once again for joining us today at the Patuxent General. If you'd like to reach out with a pre-order for our Saturday market, or question, comment, or local ghost story, our email is jess@patuxentgeneral.com. Don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'll get back to you as soon as possible, or read your portion on the air, like Judy's. But until then, I'll meet you right back here next time at the Patuxent General. A Something for Posterity production, pre-recorded in Patuxent.